producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know you guys love me. I really appreciate it. I don't have to have the song tell you to love me. I think you guys listen to the show. Every now and then I get wind of my ratings, and I'm like, really? Really? So that's really cool. All right, so I hope you guys all made a lot of money listening to the last episode on how to save money on your taxes. Today, the big breaking news is they have found ground zero of Alzheimer's. They have found where in the brain that Alzheimer's actually begins. So, you guys want to hear where it is? The locus coeruleus. Yep, that's it. Okay, let's move on. No. Anyway, this is important. Researchers say a critical but vulnerable region of the brain, this locus coeruleus, is subject to damage decades before dementia patients start to show their symptoms. So protect it. They say it's buried towards the base of the brainstem. They say, I believe them, okay, because I learned about that in medical school. Buried towards the base of the brainstem, the locus coeruleus is important for cognitive function. And they think it's probably more important than cognitive function than originally appreciated. In dementia patients, it becomes damaged as early as your mid-20s. Now, the discovery was published in the journal Trends in Cognitive Sciences, which I guess this may now help doctors try to figure out how they could protect the brain and how to, I guess, fine-tune their attack. So, it's a small, bluish part of the brainstem. Kind of cute. A little look. Just kind of there. So cute. Okay. And what it does is it releases norepinephrine. Now, norepinephrine is like adrenaline. And it's a chemical responsible for regulating heart rate, attention, memory, and cognition. But it is so linked to other parts of the brain that, you know, something like that gets affected, it could affect a whole bunch of your brain processes. So, other research has shown that people who have mentally challenging jobs or play complicated brains have lower rates of dementia. Why is that? We don't know. Nobody's telling us why, but this is what I think, okay? It's not so much you don't use it, you lose it. But I think inactive parts of the brain don't seem to trigger the red flags. So dementia starts to set in without there being a lot of activity and changes. You see what I mean? I mean, I took my husband's keys the other day, so he couldn't go anywhere. And I didn't realize I took his keys. So I had my keys and his keys. And it wasn't until I got back home that he could go anywhere. Okay, because he was trapped at the house, which is good. I kind of like the idea of having my man, you know, just kind of sitting there waiting for me to come home, you know, can't go and be around anybody else, other women. I don't know. I may do that on purpose again. It was kind of interesting. He didn't like it though. But, and then I was like, okay, I must be losing it. Why am I taking my husband's keys? Okay, I need to do things a little better. I need to get my act together. And so now I have a little process in the morning so I don't take his keys. That kind of thing. So what I'm wondering is when it hits an area that isn't really being used that much, you don't really notice then the dementia. So by the time it sets in, it's farther along. I don't know. I'm just pulling that out of my locus coeruleus. Experts estimate that delaying the onset of Alzheimer's by 5 years could have the number who die with the condition. Half as in one half. Okay? Half, okay? That's the half we're talking about. Half. Like, not H-A-V-E, H-A-L-V-E. Oh, my gosh. English is so difficult. mitad. In Spanish, it's mitad, okay? In 2015, there were an estimated 46.8 million people living with dementia. The number will almost double every 20 years, reaching 74.7 million in 2030 and 131.5 million in 2050. This is according to the Alzheimer's Disease International. Now, remember, we're living longer and healthier. Dementia mainly affects older people. A lot of times we start seeing it around age 65 and up. Figures show there's over 9.9 million new cases of dementia each year. Study author Professor Maura Mather gets credit. She's an expert in cognition and aging. Said education and engaging careers produce late life cognitive reserve. I got to tell you guys, learn a second language. If you don't know what to do to keep your minds busy, I would recommend learn a second language. You can't go wrong. Honestly, and or take a class that you like, stay active. We've talked about ways to kind of ward this off. I'm scared to death of it because, you know, I'm trying so hard not to get a heart attack, not to get cancer, not to get stroke, only to later get dementia. It's a very, very scary thing for a lot of us. So, you know, start, and, you know, and here's the thing, especially when it comes to, I mean, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So the number one requested employee right now is somebody who speaks Spanish, okay? You know, you being bilingual, especially bilingual speaking Spanish, is in such high demand that, you know, there's going to be areas of town, if not already, where the signs are just in Spanish. I mean, you might as well learn it. You don't have to learn it anyway. So I would say start taking a class, and it could hopefully help ward off dementia. All right, so let me see. So what are we going to do with this locus coeruleus? I don't know. They just made this big announcement, okay? Now, remember yesterday we talked about your PPIs, okay? I need to reinforce. A study came out saying these proton pump inhibitors that help decrease acid in your stomach, like your Nexium and your Prevacid and your Prilosec and your Dexilant, all right? They say that these may increase your risk of dementia. They looked at a study and they found that you are 44% more likely. People now can get this over the counter, so they're popping them left and right. I've known patients taking PPIs when they were in prescription form or now over the counter, and they've been doing it for years. Come on, people. You're having that much acid reflux. Please go and get checked. Get yourself evaluated by a GI doctor. Let them take a look. They may have to do a biopsy. Make sure you don't have any pre-esophageal cancer. Now, these medications do help prevent, you know, Barrett's esophagus and turning into esophageal cancer, but keep in mind, these medications, maybe it's the B12 deficiency that they cause, we don't know, could cause dementia, so get yourself checked out. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the tax Admiral, don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no! interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the other day, my husband was in a grumpy mood. And if I would have been in a grumpy mood, okay, the poop would have hit the fan, and we would have probably fought to the point where, you know, the neighbors would have called, okay? And I was really proud of myself, and I wanted to go on air and tell you guys how proud I was of myself, because I was in a decent mood. Now, I've taught you guys about how to fight with your spouse, with your boyfriend, girlfriend, etc. And it's been a while, and I realized that is the key for a relationship to stick, okay? How I describe me and my husband to my husband, okay, when he hates this, is I talk about two circles. And I have the circles, okay, going, well, you know how the circle, like a wheel, you know, there'll be something on the top of the wheel, so you see it go all the way around in a circle, Okay. If his wheel is off-skelter with mine and our two hot points meet at the same moment when we're grumpy, wow, does the poop hit the fan. But if we're in sync and he's grumpy when I'm not grumpy, or I'm grumpy when he's not grumpy, we're fine. We will never get divorced. Now, mind you, he and I have been married now 19 and a half years. No, not 19 years. We're not at the halfway mark yet, okay? And so, you know, I wonder, I go, are we going to make it another 20? I mean, I really do. I'm amazed that he, you know, because here's the thing. I think he stuck with me, you know, because we had kids. I mean, you guys have seen me. I'm really not much to stick around for. But, you know, he's still sticking. And so I'm worried that, I mean, the olden days, you know, we have a fight. Okay, we got kids. I'm still breastfeeding the kids. What? He's going to leave me? No, I'm feeding the kids. But I haven't breastfed the kids now in a while. I mean, you know, because they're teenagers, so it's been a good few weeks. Okay? So, I mean, there's only so much I could do. Okay? You know, maybe his family would say, no, don't leave Dahlia, you know, she's worth staying, you know, sticking around with. But, you know, his family's not around, his mom passed away. So, you know, you really don't have a lot of advocates saying, no, stick with Dahlia. So I need to now really learn, and yeah, I mean, contrary to public belief, my mother-in-law liked me. I liked my mother-in-law too. You know, yeah, I made a lot of mother-in-law jokes, and I needed to not do that on air when she was listening to the show. But other than that, she knows it was all in good heart and good fun. So, one thing we did, because boy, he wanted to have a BF about something. Okay? So I'm just talking to him about something, and it was like, rah, 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 I mean, just right down my throat, okay? And I just looked at him, and I go, no, sorry, I we're just talking. I love brainstorming with you and, you know, just kind of pitching ideas to you. And so, we don't have to go with that. You know, and he immediately felt guilty. And he was like, oh, no, sorry, you're right. I'm glad you could talk to me. And I was like, "Dee, okay, that was good." And my kid looks over at me like, "Oh, damn, that was good," because my kid thought that once my husband went rah, 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 I was gonna go, roar. You know, because I do. And we've talked about grenades versus nuclear bombs in fights, and how men and women fight differently. Okay, but the problem is a lot of these fights, you know, like if I fight with my husband, it's not about anything major. It's not about somebody cheating, because we don't. You know, it's not about money issues, because we're always struggling. I mean, there's always issues. So it's nothing like that. It's somebody, it was like a last straw of something. And it builds up, and it festers, and it builds up until the point where it's like World War III. And so what I suggest you guys do is find your cycle. And I'm not talking about menstrual cycle, okay? It's not women's fault, okay? Find your when you guys are going to be in sync and when you aren't. For some of us, the menstrual cycle is a part of it, okay? You know, I used to have my menstrual cycle on calendars at work and at the house, so everybody could. But here's the thing. I don't get into a bad mood on my period. I never have. I don't get grumpy. If I'm in pain with cramps or a headache, I isolate. You know, I get really quiet, and I just kind of isolate. When I'm mad, I don't sit there and try to hunt people down. When I'm hungry, I do. So my husband has learned that he needs to feed me, okay? He needs to get me some feed. And he does. He gets my lunch at work. After my show, I go to the office, or I'm at the office, and then he gets me fed, and then everything's good. So he's already learned that. And you guys need to do that, and it needs to take some work. I've talked to you guys about going to therapists before you have the fight, you know, happy marriage therapy. You know, and a lot of you guys don't do it. You'll only go and spend the money or take the time when you're having fights. But no, you need to, and if you don't want to go to a therapist for this, fine, but you need to do the work before you blow up. And honestly, the other day it could have been World War III. Now, when you are in the midst of a fight, I'm very good at fighting, okay? Because I have an arsenal that I've been holding on to for years. Okay, my husband thinks that I've already given it all that I got when I'm mad at him. Oh, no. I got material. I got memories. I got so many things I could bring up. I got so much I could bring up. I got a whole arsenal, which is why it's peacetime. You know, that's why I don't mind us building up our military, because the stronger the military you have, the less people attack. That's why I'm very, very pro strong military, giving our military whatever they want. Okay? That's how I feel. Because I have my own arsenal. All right? I have all sorts of little things I could yell at and use in a fight, and I'm good. And you want to know what? There's a lot of peacetime. And my husband knows that I could very easily unlock that arsenal at any time. And it works. It works for us. Okay? But what if you guys are now in full-blown attack, full-blown war? The big mistake a lot of people do, and unfortunately men do, is they start going for their nuclear bombs. Men like the fight to end quickly. They like to go in for the kill and be done with it and move on. Okay? Women, no. Women don't do that. And I know I can't speak for all women, so I should just say me. Okay? My technique is, no. I need to build an ambush. I need to build a safe zone. I need to have war zones a couple clicks out. So when he starts to, when he throws his grenade and then retreats, I nail him when he's, click down this way, west, east, etc. Okay, you see what I mean? So I won't throw my nuclear bombs. Okay, I'll throw this because I know I have to assume that my opposition has bigger weaponry. Once I determine that is all he has, and I determine it because, he'll yell louder, okay? When he yells louder, all right? Because I'm like, uh-oh, now he's just going to volume. Then I crack my knuckles, I roll my neck. I get my holsters ready. And you see the fear. Look, think of you guys have ever seen my husband. He's a big guy. He's over 6 feet, very muscular, very linebacker build. I mean, he's meaty. He's got a lot of meat. And so, I'm 5'6". I'm curvy, but I couldn't take him on if I wanted to, okay? So when I see him start to fume, and then I start to twirl my neck. What's it called when you kind of stretch your neck and start to stretch out and, I get into a couple yoga poses. Oh, what's that crane pose from, the Karate Kid? I get into that pose. And he doesn't know where to run. He doesn't know whether to run to the bathroom, whether to run downstairs, whether to run to his car. Why? Because I still have the keys, okay? And then I let him have it. I mean, the kids are gone, the dogs, the cats, they're gone. You get me to that point, it is, Armageddon. And then, we calm down. No makeup sex, because usually, the bomb I drop, it's a bad one. We're kind of demasking. There's absolutely no testosterone left in either of us, unfortunately, when that happens. And then fight's over. So what I would suggest you guys do, okay, is before it gets to that point, okay, just go, look, guys, It's not a big deal. It's not a good time to talk about it. We'll talk about it later. And just get away from that because, fights could get ugly. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Rice, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe, toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax-deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. You know, so many of you guys are asking me about Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia's death and his quote-unquote weakness that he had that prevented him from having his shoulder surgery. And I guess there was questions as to if he was so weak that he couldn't handle surgery, why was he on vacation by himself? Where was his family? Where was nursing staff? Where was his security? And, you know, from a medical standpoint, I mean, I love to entertain the medical questions, and I appreciate your guys' emails. I can't comment because I don't think we're getting all the facts, and I'm not sure we know what's going on with that, and so I don't want to surmise anything. I don't know what the state of his health was. I mean, he looked great, but again, you can't just look at pictures. You can't just look at, you know, I mean, obviously he appears overweight. 79 3/4. He was supposed to have, I think, a birthday in March. So, I mean, you know, being close to 80 years old, my guess is he has been in fairly good health. you know, until the end. And that's about all I think we could right now with the information we have guess. But I do appreciate the conversation that we're having on that, and always email us at drdahlia.com or call in to 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. But I got to tell you, the more I think about it, I really support term limits when it comes to Supreme Court justices. I think the chaos that is ensuing now that we're having in this political year really pulls away from highlighting the life of somebody who served this country all those decades. And, you know, having, you know, they've suggested 10-year limits, 18-year limits, because remember, back in the olden days when they wrote the Constitution and they were setting up the country and the branches, the judicial branch, people weren't living longer than 40, 50 years old. So what do you do when you have justices that live well into their 80s, in the later 90s, 100s, etc.? Is there an argument that, you know, we could have people there for 30, 40, 50 years, unfortunately, going through dementia? We have no idea the mental status of our Supreme Court justices. We have no idea. And it seems very unfair to both sides that, you know, whoever dies or passes, you know, within somebody's presidency, that president is lucky enough to nominate a Supreme Court justice. I don't like the idea of the death of somebody being an opportunity for somebody else. I just don't like that. And hence, maybe term limits will make things more fair, make things, and I don't like to use the word fair because I know that kind of spawns issues of, you know, concerns. But you know, it kind of takes away all the conspiracy theories that somebody is going to try to kill somebody so they get to put somebody else on the court. Okay, if there's a term, and it's still, people can still unfortunately pass away, you know, of natural causes, or still pass away, unfortunately, during the time they serve, but we don't have 105-year-old judges later. Think about it. I mean, our life expectancy is really increasing now. And so if the purpose of having the judicial branch, you know, we don't want them to worry about elections, which is why they have the lifetime appointments, but they don't have to be elected. Okay? Again, they're being appointed, but there's a limit to it. So in the Washington Post, that author had talked about every 2 years a new justice, if you have 9 justices, and every 2 years with that 18-year appointee cutoff or term, then every 2 years a new judge gets put on the court. This allows every president to have a chance to appoint. It, you know, takes away the need to consider, you know, kicking somebody off or, you know, killing somebody, which unfortunately the conspiracy theorists are really jumping on now as they're kind of concerned about, you know, the circumstances around his passing. And I think it's a lot more, I just think it's a little bit more, it's a lot more practical. Okay, you know, you didn't have dementia issues back in the 1700s like you do now because they didn't live as long. All right, so what's a more realistic approach to that? You know, we're going to be going into a very contentious political year. I've now said time and time again, and I hope both sides are kind of, you know, I guess taking more probably the GOP is listening. A big, I guess, issue that a lot of voters are concerned about is many, many voters do not want a liberal judge, another liberal judge, and they're afraid of a liberal-leaning Supreme Court. And so there's already been calls for every, you know, every nomination that Obama makes for the Republican side and for the Senate, obviously, to not allow and to decline. That's going to spurn cries of racism and discrimination. If Obama is choosing people of race, color, gender, creed, etc. And so the Republicans are going to be on the defensive. I think they should right now make a suggestion. Okay, I understand it's who the president gets to nominate. Okay, so what? But what I think from I think what would be very advantageous is the Republicans show the American public who they feel would be a great candidate for the Supreme Court, and bring it up now. And hopefully ward off having to be on the defensive for this next election year that they're not choosing Obama's picks because of discrimination and strictly because of ideology. And it's and so I don't know. I mean, if I were Trump, Cruz, Marco Rubio, I would be saying, look, these are people I would like to see that I believe deserve to be on the court. These are people, and this is why. This way, if they do have to turn anyone down, there's something they could go to say, and this is why. This is who I would like to see. This is who I think would give us the most neutral, fair, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Fair interpretation of the Constitution. Still blows my mind how you could have 9 justices, and depending on who appointed them, that much disagreement on the Constitution. It so blows my mind. You think a judge looks at law the same way, you know, you look at its law. It's you know, still blows my mind. So I hope that we don't have a year of people accusing each other of being racist or discriminatory, etc. And I also hope that one side doesn't choose somebody just because they're a woman, or just because they're black, or just because they're Jewish, or just because they're Latina or Latino. I hope, you know, I hope we, you know, choose, you know, or white or a male. They don't choose just based on, you know, let's look at the qualifications and show us who would be the most amazing candidates, who would represent America. These Supreme Court decisions are huge, extremely huge, okay? All right, I mean, we put a lot of worth, a lot of credit. I mean, look at what happened with Roe v. Wade. Wow. All right, and look at the implications with that. You know, any decision they make, okay, goes on for, you know, will go on for centuries. I mean, it's such unless something gets overturned. So we want to know that they're the most educated making that decision. You know, and I think our Supreme Court has gotten some things right. Okay, I think with gay marriage, I think there's a lot of things they got right. With Obamacare, I don't understand what they were doing with Obamacare. If the law was not constitutional, they should have just said it's unconstitutional, leave it. They shouldn't have proofread it, you know, red inked it, and gave it back to Obama to let him, you know, pass it through and say, okay, this is how you can make this work. So, yeah. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, there's an ex-medical technician who has been indicted on charges of tampering with narcotics at a Colorado hospital, leading authorities to urge nearly 3,000 patients who had surgery to be tested now for bloodborne diseases, meaning 3,000 patients could have possibly been exposed to a communicable disease. Oh, Lord have mercy. And then Brazil is now investigating reports. Is it the Zika virus caused the microcephaly? Is it insecticides? That debate comes up. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Good news for me. Okay. So while on break, I just got an email. Oh, this is awesome. Look at this. Okay, because you know, I always read you guys letters from my bosses. You know, Dr. Dahlia, you know, can you please, you know, quit yelling to the microphone? You know, can you please do something about your radio show ratings? But get this. This is finally a nice look. Get this. Dear Dr. Wax. Oh, that's me. On behalf of the AAFP Commission on Membership and Member Services, that's the American Academy of Family Physicians. See? That's me. I would like to congratulate you on becoming a fellow of the American Academy of Family Physicians. So what does that mean? I'll tell you what that means. I am now entitled to use the initial FAAFP after my MD. So now it's Dahlia Wax, MD, FAAFP, baby. For I'm a jolly good fellow. For I'm a jolly good fellow. For, okay, now here's the problem. I don't want them to take it away. Okay, so everybody calm down. Okay, no, I am not buying the drinks. No, I can't. I don't even know if I'm supposed to drink when you're a fellow. I don't know what that means. But anyway, and then I get to go to a breakfast. Oh, I get to go to a fellowship convocation breakfast. Oh, I'll bring goodie bags because, you know, I usually, my problem is if I eat too big a breakfast and I got to poop, you know, because that's just what happens. You know, when you guys eat a big breakfast in the morning, I know. So I'll bring a goodie bag and I'll just take some food home, bring the big purse. That's what I do. And I'm going to the fellow convocation in Orlando in September. I know, Disney World, baby. No, I have to pay myself, obviously. But you know what? This is so cool. You know what? An honor. Wow. No, you don't make more money in Obamacare. No, you don't. No. Turn the radios back on. This is very important. I tell you why. Okay, what it means is, okay, we just had that kid, right, that opened up a medical office, and you didn't know what the heck his credentials were, right? You know, and he was giving medical advice, and he was taking people's money, et cetera. I mean, aren't you glad that you have been getting medical advice all these years on the radio from somebody who's a real nice fella? No. Somebody who, I guess, I have credentials, okay? It means something. And I'm not saying this to brag, but I got to tell you, man, I have nightmares still. That, you know, I have a couple nightmares. I used to wait tables, so one of my nightmares is I still have about 5 tables to serve, and I'm really behind, and I can't catch up. But another nightmare I have is I never graduated medical school. It's a nightmare. It's not the truth, okay? Don't take that sound bite and run with it, okay? And so one of my, you know, bad dreams I have is I'm in the dream and I forgot to take biochem, or I never officially passed, or I forgot to take a bunch of classes, so I have years to go to get my medical degree. And something like this means, you know, I pass. Nobody's going to take away the medical degree. Whew. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. So thank you guys, because one of the reasons why you get a fellow is if you did service. So me going on air and teaching you guys and talking to students and going to groups and not taking any payment for it and doing this kind of stuff, I guess is something that the American Academy of Family Physicians wants. They want people giving back. They want people dedicated to education. And so this is cool, because if you guys didn't want to listen to me, then I couldn't do this. Okay? And I know a lot of you guys use the B word when you describe me. Now use the fellow word, because I am a fellow. Yeehaw! I don't know what to do with it. I'm so excited. B! Alright, let's go on. Okay, so now I gotta go to bed. Oh man, I've been so excited. I lost my place here. Okay, I gotta go teach. Alright, yeah. Let's stop. And I need to call the medical school and go, ha, 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 you tried to fail me. No, anyway, good school. Okay, so basically we have an ex-medical technician who was tampering with narcotics at a Colorado hospital, putting 3,000 people at risk for contagious diseases. Why? Because he was caught swapping a syringe containing fentanyl citrate. Fentanyl is an injectable form of narcotic, which is very, very strong. I mean, fentanyl is one of the highest up there. All right? And apparently he would swap it for a dose of either saline or some unspecified substance during a patient's surgery last month. The incident occurred at Swedish Medical Center in suburban Denver, and the surgical technician in question, Rocky Allen, was fired immediately by the hospital. A grand jury later indicted him on one count of tampering with a consumer product and one count of obtaining a controlled substance by deceit, both felonies. And revoking his license, a state regulatory board found he tested positive for marijuana and fentanyl in his system after the incident. So that conclusion led that he might have been an IV drug user and been unfortunately administering injections to patients and possibly doing this much longer. Now, right now, no patients have been known to be harmed. Can you imagine you're coming out of surgery in pain and you don't get the injection that you think you're getting? And you're like, I'm in pain. And the nurse is like, sorry, you already got your medicine. Rocky gave it to you already. I saw him give it to you. And you're like, but maybe no medicine was in it. I remember seeing patients tell me when I was a student, the medicine didn't work. And I'm like, really? You know, and, you know, I would go to the nurse or I would go to the superior and they're like, you know, they're drug seekers or this. You know, of course they're going to say that. They want you to give them more medicine. I remember thinking, but what if something was, what if they didn't get the right medicine? What if they, you know, the right medicine wasn't injected? You know, you always wonder. Now, we never had a case of that when I was in training, but, you know, you always kind of, you know, scratch your head and go, gosh, you know, what if this does happen? Unfortunately, it looks like it does. So hospital officials began notifying 2,900 patients who underwent operations at the facility from August 2015 to last month, urging them to get screened for HIV, hepatitis B, and hepatitis C. They've already contacted close to 75% of the patients. They're still working on that. I mean, what a doofus. I mean, you know, I got to tell you, when people want their drugs, they will, they don't care who they hurt. And I mean, I hope this guy really gets the book thrown at him because, it's not that they were getting Tylenol. They were getting fentanyl, which means these people really needed their medicine. They really did. Okay, you know, there was a child, I gotta look up the, there was a child who was 9 years old, who I believe got a tonsillectomy. This is a very sad case. And the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office is investigating this. The child had been found unresponsive in his home February 9th after returning home from having an outpatient tonsillectomy. He was found unresponsive, and they believe it was due to his pain medication. According to the medical examiner's report, the child's father indicated the child had been dealing with tonsillitis since November 2015. They decided to take the tonsils out. This was done February 9th at a clinic near 106 in Oklahoma. The report indicates the child had been given a dose of oxycodone while at the clinic. Now, oxycodone is what we see in Percocet. The child was discharged from the clinic and brought home, later given another dose of the oxycodone by his mother per the instructions. He was supposed to get 4.8 cc's by mouth every 4 hours as needed for pain. The child became tired again and laid on the couch. Shortly thereafter, his parents noticed that his breathing was labored and sounded odd. The mother called the surgical outpatient center to speak with the nurse. Then father called 911. Child was taken to the hospital. They said the oxycodone that was, you know, and they brought the medicine to see that, you know, make sure it wasn't wrongly dosed, you know, prescription. And right now they're reviewing the toxicology testing and they're reviewing the case, but it appears he unfortunately died from the oxycodone. Now, remember a few years ago we talked about why we need to avoid pain medication in kids getting tonsillectomies. They were talking about kids having deaths, some cardiorespiratory collapse from the pain medications when they had a tonsillectomy. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen your child go through a tonsillectomy. Wow, it's painful. They're raw back there because, you know, they had to ligate the vessels and then they had to cauterize. And so it's very, very raw. And it's I've never had my tonsils taken out, but think about the worst sore throat you ever had. And quadruple thousandths, you know, its root. It's very painful. So they give him pain medicine, and unfortunately, some of these can cause cardiopulmonary arrest. Pretty scary stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.